Thy strong word, we praise you and acknowledge you up through endless ranks of angels. Hi, this is Pastor Will Wheaton, inviting you to join us for our hymn sing at the 2026 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. This year's theme, Singing the Ancient Faith in Our Own Days. Making the Case is Friday, June 12th and Saturday, June 13th at Concordia University, Chicago. Find out more and register at issuesetc.org.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Corinthians chapter 15. If in Christ we have hope, in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those whom have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive, but each in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, after destroying every rule and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. For God has put all things in subjection under his feet. But when it says all things are to be put in subjection, it is plain that he is expected who put all things in subjection under him. When all things are subjected to him, then the Son himself will also be subjected to him who put all things in subjection under him, that God may be all in all. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Sing to the Lord and bless his name. Proclaim his salvation from day to day. Give is Christ risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that sleep. To the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
We pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. God's word for us today is taken from 1 Corinthians 15, where we read, "Be pitied." That's God's word for us this morning. How pathetic. Look at that person over there. How pathetic. I just got that paper back. How pathetic. Clearly, these students are getting younger. I can't possibly be getting older. At least I tell myself that. How pathetic. I just looked at my checking account after the latest rent check I had to pay. How pathetic. I don't know if I can cut it right now. How pathetic. What am I doing with my life? How pathetic. Oh no, another doctor's test. Another diagnosis. How pathetic. What's going to happen next? Christ is risen? You didn't know how to answer that either, did you? Because that's what life is like sometimes. Paul captures it really well here in 1 Corinthians 15. He writes, "After all, if in Christ we have hope in this life, How pathetic. So often our lives are just that. How pathetic. Day after day, another barrage. What's next? Lives of quiet desperation, as it's been once said. Lives not of Easter resurrection, but of yet another death, another disappointment, another struggle. And that's what it means to live here, after all. We're only, what, 2 weeks out? And the reading from this past Sunday was our dear old friend Thomas. And boy, he seems like an awful, familiar companion. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. But what does that look like in our daily lives? Our daily lives may be filled with dyings, but the awesome news of Easter still resounds for you today. The awesome news of Easter is what Paul says so well. How pathetic. No, that is not the answer of Easter that goes with you through your lives that may be filled with dyings and deaths and disappointments. For as St. Paul writes so well, for as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. Easter is the great exclamation mark that you are baptized, you have been made alive. And yet still we live in the tension. We live in this world of the now, not yet. Yet Easter cuts through all of that. Again, Paul says, then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom of God the Father after destroying every rule, every authority and power. For he must reign until he puts every enemy under his feet. We live in that sure and certain hope, knowing Christ has won the victory, and we cling to that, even as everything fades away. For yes, we live in the struggle, but we know the victory is won. We know we are baptized. We know Christ is won. And this changes us. For if our hope is in this life, we are to be pitied. But our hope is not in this life. Our hope is in the victory. Our hope is in the life to come. How pathetic. Look at him over there. But to that we say, Christ is risen. How pathetic. Oh no, another doctor's bill. What am I going to do next? But to that we say, Christ is risen. How pathetic. What am I going to do with my life? What's going to come next? Again and again we say, Christ is risen. Hallelujah. Amen. We rise to sing the Te Deum.
Oh,
we give thanks to God for the birth of a son, Robert Thaddeus, born to seminarian Aaron and Gabriella Dean. O Lord, hear my prayer.
And let my cry out to you.
Almighty God, grant that we who have celebrated the Lord's resurrection may by your grace confess in our life and conversation that Jesus is Lord and God. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, you sent your own Son into this world as the child of Mary. We give thanks to you for the life of this child, Robert Thaddeus, entrusted to our care. Bring him to the saving waters of holy baptism and grant to him that precious inheritance awaiting him in your eternal kingdom. For the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your almighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.